The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fueled by Lucky Station.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the National Cathedral here in the nation's capital, in a service that wrapped up just a little while ago, it was former President George W. Bush among those paying tribute to former Senator John McCain.
A man who seldom rested is laid to rest, and his absence is tangible, like the silence after a mighty roar.
President Donald Trump was on the campaign trail for Republican candidates yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina. He told the crowd there that there are many reasons to vote against Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections.
Open borders. They want to abolish ICE. They don't mind crime. They want higher taxes. They want to knock out your Medicare because they want to go socialist.
Earlier in the day, the president visited Central Piedmont Community College, where he took executive action to help small businesses start 401ks. This is SRN News.
There's fun at the Midway, live music at the Grandstand, and of course, more great food than you can shake a stick at. Visit us at the corner of Underwood and Murphy for our daily tote bag giveaways and live broadcasts from the Patriot Travel Trailer, courtesy of AC Nelson RV World in Shakopee. Recharge your phone at our charging station and ask us how to score a free pair of sunglasses. Intelligent Radio at the Great Minnesota Get-Together.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Intelligent Radio on a stick, at least for a few more days through the Minnesota State Fair. Like what we did there? Yeah, radio on a stick. Anything on a stick is at the Minnesota State Fair. Make sure you come say hi to the Patriot. We're on the corner of Underwood and Murphy. You could even charge your phone, courtesy of the device Pit Stop in Maple Grove. For the day today, forecast-wise, sunny and 81. Tonight, partly cloudy and evening low of 64. There is a chance of some overnight showers.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Broadcasting from the corner of Underwood and Murphy, it's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
It's political discussion from the Great Minnesota Get-Together, covering the good, the bad, and the outright crazy.
I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Now, here's your host, Mitch Byrne.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in a sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue, the show that never, ever makes talk radio on a stick jokes. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot, making talk radio great again. My name is Mitch Berg, my blog, shotinthedark.info. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair at our same spot we've been every year for, I think this is the eighth or ninth year up here now, on Underwood, just south of Murphy. Lots stayed the same up here. A lot has changed up here. We'll talk more about the changes in the neighborhood up here at the fairgrounds. We got some campaigning to talk about. As usual, these things are always candidate paloozas up here, and this year's no exception. With me, it's my pleasure for the second cycle running now to talk with a great friend and candidate for my own congressional seat from the 4th Congressional District, GOP-endorsed candidate Greg Ryan. Greg, welcome to the Northern Alliance yet again.
Mitch, thanks a lot for having me here. It's always fun to be out at the fair. It's exciting to meet all these people, so many different personalities and lifestyles. I just really, really enjoy this.
Absolutely. It's always a great time. I've always felt sorry for those radio people who hate going out and doing live radio, because this is the fun stuff, actually seeing people and never knowing what you're going to run into out there. And every once in a while, someone gives you a signal, and I respond, hey, I know we're number one, thank you, because I'm sure that's what that signal means. Greg Ryan, you're running your second time running up against Betty McCollum for the United States Congress. Now, I tell you, this is conventional wisdom is that this is a very, very tough seat. On the other hand, it's been an interesting couple of years in Minnesota politics, and a lot of things have turned upside down since we last spoke.
Well, we did get the president in here a couple different times, and he actually was about 42,000 votes short of winning this state. So this state actually is purpled and starting to turn red.
Yep.
So I think there's going to be a red wave that might cross over into this Twin Cities area. Betty's been having a grip on her spot. She's been a 32-year politician. She wants two more years. She's been in Congress for 18 years, and she wants another one. I think people are sick and tired of it, so we want to flush her out of Congress. I ran against her last time. I was able to garner over 34%, and we kept her under 60, so I think it's going to be a big wave this season. A lot of people that I talk to are just not really involved in you know, the voting process. So I'm encouraging everybody to get out there and vote for me.
And this is interesting. Now, for those of you listening out in the western suburbs, all my friends in Mound and Minnetrista, I think 34%. What the heck? These days, a Republican getting 34% in St. Paul is like a Republican in Mound or Chanhassen getting 125%. That's a good turnout for the Republicans. And things have changed since last time around. Not only have you had the Trump thing happen, which, again, people in St. Paul, the traditional St. Paul voter, not a huge Trump fan necessarily, but there's stuff happening in Ramsey County and in St. Paul that is starting to ruffle some feathers. The socialized trash collection in St. Paul is starting to get a lot of DFLers going, what on earth is going on here? And then Mayor Melvin Carter deciding to spend lots of money on, quote, resilience, i.e. bike paths and climate change spending, and less on cops, i.e. no new cops in a city that's been getting more violent for years. People are starting to say, hey, we are at serious risk of becoming a cold Detroit or Flint or Baltimore here, Greg Ryan. Are you seeing that out on the campaign trail?
I do, and I see it a lot. I have a business in St. Paul that's been there for over 67 years, and we are right in the depths of that swamp. The Democrats have been having a death grip on this district for almost 70 years, and we can tell by just the social situation. We have failing schools, we have high crime, we have high taxes. It's a remedy for the Democrats to switch parties and get the Republicans in there. Melvin Carter, first, he announced he was going to have a hike in property taxes.
Yep.
Then we have this trash collection, city-ran trash collection. Then he's crying about...
North Korean-style trash collection, we call it.
Well, you don't have a choice.
It's right. Like in North Korea.
It's forced trash collection. And then he cries that we need affordable housing. Well, I'm not sure how you're going to do all three. If you raise the taxes on the rental property, you're going to have higher rent. So it's just kind of opposite what he wants to do. So, but Betty is a champion for the failed schools in this district, and we just need to change that. So, you know, the schools in St. Paul, it's unfortunate that the teachers are getting beat up. Teachers want to call in sick. They're paying more for substitute teachers, and this is all in the 4th District, which the Democrats have been holding on to for a long, long time.
So 70 years. 70 years since there's been a Republican congressman,
yes,
congressperson in the 4th CD, which is absolutely inexcusable.
1948.
That's right.
That's how long it's been held on by a Democrat. I think it's longer than Minneapolis. Yep. But we need to change that, and I'm getting a lot of good vibes out there. People just are sick and tired of the same old elevated cat taxes, high crime, poor education. We're a feeder for the education system in St. Paul. We need good, educated people for our industry, and all people that hire need good, quality workers. We're not getting that from the school system right now, and Betty has been championing her her involvement in the education system, and she's just been failing miserably. So we need to change that.
Betty has been kind of quiet this last couple of years. I mean, she's been kind of following the Amy Klobuchar strategy. I mean, for a while there, she'd sound off. She'd take stances on issues. She made an enemy of NASCAR for a while there. She's been kind of quiet for a while. I think she may be worried that there might be some feasible opposition to her floating around the district.
Well, there's nothing for her to say. She's been failing ever since she got in. She's just been a follower. And she's not a leader. She never has been a leader. She's just been able to get in there on other people's coattails, and she knows it was really a good district for her to not do anything, because nobody knows that she's not doing anything because of the her championing of the education system. So the people out there that are working really hard see the real deal. They know Betty has been doing nothing. We just need to flush her out of office.
Okay, so we need to flush her out of office. You and I agree completely, but this is a district, the 4th District, in which we are right now, where the Minnesota State Fairgrounds is. is in the heart of the 4th CD. It is one of the more Democratic districts in the state, maybe the country. It needs to change because things are just in a dire situation here, getting worse every year. But there are a lot of people out here who are undecided. In fact, there are people walking by within the sound of our voice here at the fairgrounds who have never had occasion to revisit the status quo. Why should someone consider voting for Greg Ryan for Congress this November?
Well, I've been running a plumbing company for 34 years. It's a 67-year family business. And I know what it takes to run a business. I know what it takes to trim costs because I don't get to take money by fiat from the taxpayers. I don't have that ability to just take money off of their property taxes
right.
or take money from their income tax or take money from their federal income tax.
Or raise the sales tax.
And that I can't do. So I have to fight for the customer. I have to convince the customer that I'm the best person to hire. And I've got to convince the customer that I will do a really good job. And once that happens, then they will pay me for the performance I've done. But the other side of it, all the Democrats really don't have to perform. They don't have to satisfy customers. They can just go on the forced tax roll and provide their income, their money, and that's how they function. They just, the less the consumer knows, the better off the Democrats are.
So if you're elected, and here's hoping, you know, with the help of God in the tailwind, you are, Greg Ryan, and you take office, what can tell my day job leaking through here, what can the voter expect from Congressman Ryan?
Well, first off, I'd like to be part of the labor and industry, Department of Labor. I'd like to be a part of the Department of HUD. Those two things that directly affect my industry. I am in the plumbing and heating business, so the Department of Labor has a lot to do with my industry. The Department of HUD has a lot to do with housing. I've been a rental property owner for a long time, so I know a lot about that. The Education Department, I wouldn't mind being part of. I've never been part of the education system, but I'm a consumer of the Education Department because I do hire people that are actually trying to graduate from the high schools and the grade schools and the upbringing. I'm a family man. I really think that we need to concentrate and focus on the nucleus family. We need to put that back together. We've been kind of breaking apart. So when you go into some of these neighborhoods, they lack good parenting. And that's kind of this part that starts to be part of the failure of that. So I'm just really excited about this year. I'm getting a lot of people that are interested in what's going on out there. I walk around in the neighborhood and where my business is at, and people, you know, they've been true and loyal to the Democratic Party, and when I get to talk to them, they say, oh, really? That's been happening?
Oh, yeah.
So the Democrats have been keeping these people in the dark, so they really don't know what's actually happening out there. I try to get out there and inform them, and all of a sudden, they're switching over. They're thinking, wow, really? That's what's happening? And I say, yes, look it up.
That's the part that blows my mind. I go out in some of the neighborhood. You and I both live and or do business in the Midway area of St. Paul. I've lived there for 30 years now, and 25 straight in the same place. And you, of course, have been doing business in the Midway since before the Civil War, I believe. Your
yep.
family going back quite a ways here. And you had some of the neighborhood social media and people talking about some of the St. Paul-related stuff. And it's just like, you do realize this is an inevitable policy of the DFL party that 80% of you vote for without even thinking. Never really thought about it that way. And on one hand, you think there's a chance to make a difference here. And you think, okay, chance. That's what you always think in St. Paul. Maybe. Well, if you had looked 5 years ago up in the 8th Congressional District and thought that a Republican could not only win up there but win by 16 points, as Donald Trump did last time, and as it looks like Pete Stauber may well do this time running for Congress, you start to think maybe anything can happen. Maybe the 4th CD could be put into play with a little bit of energy. So, Greg Ryan, what kind of help do you need from the listeners and the voters in and outside the 4th CD?
Well, go to my website. It's ryanforus, the number 4us.com. RyanForUs.com. You can check off the volunteer part. You can check off the volunteering, the sign. We need signs out there. We need volunteers to help put signs up and just door knocking and leaflet dropping. And we need to let people understand that we can explain our platform and we can explain how the economy has been going. The black unemployment rate is at an all-time low.
Right.
The rate of the unemployment for the Hispanics is at an all-time low. The women, unemployment rate is at an all-time low. We can't stop to realize what is happening with the leadership we have in Washington right now. They're making it happen. They're not just talking. They're not just mumbling out of their mouth. They're actually doing things that affect me, you, and all of the people in the 4th District.
Absolutely. It's time for people, if you ever want to see a change, especially in the way St. Paul is represented and the 4th District in general. I'm sort of St. Paul focused. Of course, if you live in the burbs, obviously it's a great time to get more representation out there as well. It's time to get out there and represent for Greg Ryan. Greg, thanks for coming on the show today. What's the website one more time?
It's ryanforus.com, ryan4us.com, or you can just go with F-O-R. us.com. So I'm very excited about this year, and Mitch, thank you so much for having me on.
Always a pleasure, Greg. We'll do this again at least once before the election, so we definitely got to get the troops turned out this time. Greg Ryan, thanks for coming out here today.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks. Likewise. Thanks. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot, live at the Minnesota State Fair. Coming up next, a return visit from Doug Wardlow. He's got some interesting news to discuss here. Go nowhere. We'll be right back. Let's hear some drums on the way out, Colin. There we go. We'll be right back.
The governor's race is heating up. Join Larry Elder, Michael Medved, and Dennis Prager for trackside analysis at the Battleground Talkers Tour, October 25th. Tickets start at only $20, so cruise over to am1280thepatriot.com to get yours today. Will it be a photo finish or a total blowout? Join the discussion at the Battleground Talkers Tour, Thursday, October 25th. Details at am1280thepatriot.com.
So you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss. You've seen ads from the national chains. You've researched the alternative products that cost a fortune, but there seem to be no guarantees. So here's good news for you. This is Dennis Prager. Go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what their hair transplant specialists are doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free. Their doctors have given patients in Hollywood and worldwide a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. You'll see a more confident reflection of yourself. In fact, they guarantee your results in writing, and their prices are some of the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. So stop searching and go to IneedMoreHair.com. You have nothing to lose. Call their office in Eagan for your free consultation. IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Get the permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
Most Minnesotans are dissatisfied with their income and retirement savings and are looking for help. Earn a second income without a second boss. Learn to make money trading at Online Trading Academy, the world's leader in trader education. Use this income now and through retirement. Register today for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone and use the keyword OTA. Again, #250, keyword OTA.
Hey, Premier Pool and Spa's having a truckload sale that will save you thousands on your next spa.
Hey, take off. Everyone says that. I think I'll just wait and get mine at the fair. Eh?
Well, if you want to pay all that overhead for the tubs at the fair, you'll go right ahead. I've been watching the prices for the Arctic Spa, and I can tell you that right now, I can get the largest selection and the biggest discounts. So when I go to the fair, I can concentrate on something else, like the food.
Yeah, like the corn dogs and the mini donuts, and anything on a stick.
You can also talk to the people at Premier Pool and Spa, who will all be here after the fair is long gone. And you don't have to feel so rushed.
So maybe the fair is not the best place to buy. Premier Pool and Spa. Hey, they have the tubs right there at their showroom, huh?
They have a full showroom with lots to choose from and more in the back and more on the way. So stop by today.
Visit Premier Pool and Chan Acid today. PremierPools.com. Premier Pool and Spa, where we take fun seriously, eh?
When are they going to get moose on a stick?
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network live at the Minnesota State Fair. We're on Underwood, just south of Murphy, way up on the north end of Machinery Hill. It's not down in the middle of Dan Patch, and days like today I'm glad because the humidity rolling off of that crowd is kind of like the the bugs and the heat rolling off of the Big Muddy down in New Orleans, the deltas of Louisiana. So it's kind of nice out here. Still a crowd, still a lot of fun, still some great people out here, still some great members of the audience coming out here to the AM 1280 The Patriot booth to enjoy the picnic tables that we have, so you can take a load off. The freebies, including all the merch we have over in the merch booth, we'll talk about that perhaps a little later on in the broadcast, and much, much more. But of course, it's an election year, and because it's an election year, we have the candidate palooza. You've got airtime to give away. You become the most popular person on this fairground, except for perhaps the person at the free milk tent, and that's a perfectly fine thing because you get to talk with people like my next guest, Attorney General candidate Doug Wardlow from the GOP. Doug, welcome back to the broadcast.
Great to be on.
Your race has been an interesting one for a lot of reasons. I mean, normally speaking, this race is, as we talked about last week, kind of off in the weeds, kind of obscure, kind of like the sort of thing only wonks care about. This year, suddenly, it's getting hot. Hotter than the governor's race, hotter than the Senate races. This is where all the interest seems to be nationwide. This is where cable news is focusing. And you're getting a little bit of blue-on-blue action on the other side. We just heard a report now that there was a little bit of vituperation uncorked at a Keith Ellison event. What have you been hearing about that here, Doug Wardlow?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think that there are a lot of Democrats, moderate Democrats in particular, that are not terribly happy about Keith Ellison being the nominee for Attorney General, and they're getting a little bit upset. And I think that he's in a weakened state, certainly.
Well, when the National Organization of Women, which normally says jump, and Democrats respond, "How high, ma'am?" Right. When they disendorse him, when they walk away from his endorsement and vote against him, you've done something terribly, terribly wrong for a Democrat not to get the now endorsement. Right. Yeah. So, by the way, I mean, there's all these other bits of optics that are just wrong out there. We talked about a bunch of them last week. His support for Hamas, his support for the people who killed Jerry Hoff almost 25 years
right,
ago.
Yeah. Speaking of rallies in support of cop killers,
his T-shirts came out at the fair. They were on wife beaters. Oh wait, is it too soon for that? I'm sorry. I can't. Shouldn't be saying that. Seriously, though, no, that wasn't the case. However, this is a case of a guy who has quite figuratively shot himself in both feet with a semi-automatic high-capacity rifle. Doug Wardlow, what's this doing for your campaign out there? What are you hearing from people out there?
Well, there's a lot of enthusiasm for the campaign. There's a lot more attention, like you said, on the Attorney General's race. It's not sleepy at all, and it's a good thing that people are focusing on the Attorney General's office because it's such an important office. I mean, the Attorney General is there to enforce the law. It really shouldn't be a political job, but there are so many things we need to do that the Democrats haven't been doing, like prosecute welfare fraud, rebuild the criminal law division in the office, perhaps even enforce our election laws. That might be a good thing to do.
And you know they're getting just a little bit desperate out there when, in defense of a candidate, I saw this, and by the way, like with all Democrat chanting points, all of them, from the lowliest blogger and tweeter up to their PR firm, the City Pages, all came out within 6 hours of each other with a story, Doug Wardlow is a bigot. Now, I know you've with the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is not an organization of bigots, Doug Wardlow.
No,
you have all the necessary trappings to show yourself to be a non-bigot.
That's right. Fighting for free speech, fighting for free religion. No, these are things that Americans all generally agree with, and it's right in the First Amendment.
Yes. So when they have to start going for just straight out character assassination, which they didn't have to do with any of your previous candidates that I recall. I've been through several of these attorney general races, and they're perfectly civil with people that they think they're going to walk all over. So this must be a good sign, Doug Wardlow. You're taking flack. You must be over the target.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
So you've been following, obviously, as a lawyer, you've been following the Brett Kavanaugh nominations here. So obviously the Democrats are doing their best to mobilize the troops, but if you listen to their PR firms like National Public Radio, even they are sounding like this is a done deal. What is your 2 cents worth on the back and forth over the Kavanaugh nomination now?
Well, it really should be a done deal because Judge Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. I mean, he's a judge's judge, and he had hundreds and hundreds of written opinions. You know, Yale law graduate, just a fantastic jurist, and he's going to apply the law, and he's not going to play legislator from the bench. And I think that bothers the Democrats because they have other views about what they want their judges to do. They have a view of the bench where they want judges who are going to be political and advance the left's political agenda. Judge Kavanaugh is not going to do that. He's going to faithfully interpret the law according to its original meaning, and the same thing goes for the Constitution.
Now, I have dealt with the law 3 times in my life. One of them was a matter, a family matter. Another of them was fallout from a family matter. Did pretty good both times. The second time, I worked for a litigation support firm. And the job there was to basically code, this is almost 30 years ago, code documents that were that came in from the discovery process. I was involved, I was hired as a temp to code documents pursuant to a suit related to a nuclear power plant. And the lawyers involved in the discovery process did what is, I'm sure you're familiar with, the tactic of burying the other side in paper.
Yes.
We had to code seven semis full of 8.5 by 11 documents in pursuit of this case, which I believe still may be in court 30 years later, for all I know here.
Probably.
I couldn't help but think of that particular experience when I heard the Democrats yapping, and I think that's an advised, considered term here, yapping about the discovery of documents from Brett Kavanaugh's past, some 3 million pages.
Which is just ludicrous, isn't it? It's just ludicrous, and it's out of proportion, because when Judge Elena Kagan was up, they wanted, one-tenth that number of documents right. The Republicans wanted or less.
5%.
So it's completely disproportionate.
Yeah, and the question is, and you're a lawyer, you know these sorts of things, why? Is this just a matter of trying to give out a perception that there's some huge gap in forthcomingness on Kavanaugh's part?
I think so. I think they're just trying to make it look like there's a problem. They're trying to, this is a very serious matter. We need to get all these documents and trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. That's all they're trying to do. The fact of the matter is, though, back in 2010 when Judge Elena Kagan was confirmed. I mean, that confirmation process happened right before the 2010 midterms elections, and she was confirmed with 58 Democrat votes. So,
yep.
There's absolutely no reason we can't go ahead with Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings right now, and yeah. It's going to happen, and it's a done deal, and he's eminently qualified.
It's a good thing that I'm not the Speaker of the House, because I would certainly get in front of a mic in the well of the House, okay? You say, you got to confirm him to know what's in those 3 million pages. But no, there's a reason I'm not in politics.
That's good.
it's been a long day, Doug Wardlaw, already. So anyway, but it's a great one so far here. So let's go back to your campaign here. We're seeing a good chance to push you up and into the Attorney General's office, something this state direly, direly needs. Let's talk about how the average voter, the average fairgoer who may be starting to have their eyes opened by what they're seeing in this Ellison candidacy and might realize the need to see a change in that office. How can they help you get over the top in this race, Doug Wardlaw?
Well, they can help. They can volunteer. We need people to knock doors. We need people to make phone calls. We need financial contributions. That's a really big thing always, of course. And they can get involved by going to the website, which is DougWardlawAG.com. They could sign up there and get plugged into the campaign.
This is the first time I've seen an attorney general race a candidacy campaign, I should say, that's actually felt it worth the time to go out and door knock.
Yes, yeah.
It's your advisors, and I know some of them. They're very capable people, A-listers in the party in many cases here. Are they actually saying this? The things are competitive enough. We're actually going out and wrestling for votes one by one, door to door.
Yes,
is actually
absolutely.
Wow.
We're going to be doing that. We need to do that, and we need to make sure that we, get a large enough margin of victory that the election fraud the Democrats always do doesn't count.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, absolutely. And get you in there enough so that being an incumbent is not with an asterisk. So you're like you're not fighting the battle Jason Lewis has to fight this time around here.
Right.
What's the next stop on the campaign trail for you, Doug Wardlaw?
Well, once the state fair is wrapped up, we're gonna begin again travels all around Minnesota and going all over Minnesota. Pretty much been all around the state. Not sure where exactly the next stop is, but people are really they're caring about this race quite a bit, and people realize that we don't want an attorney general who's going to just play politics with the office and wage a political war against the president.
One thing I'm curious about: the first time I met you was 8 years ago. You were running for, and you successfully won for a term the state house office. I think there's the one the station actually is in, or right next
yes,
to it,
yep.
Egan. And so you have experience running for office and successfully, and again unsuccessfully, unfortunately, more is the pity for the Egan area. What did you learn running for office the first time, and what have you had to unlearn about running for a technical office, a constitutional office, that you learned running as a legislator?
Well, with respect to running for the Attorney General's office, what I'm learning is it's really important to get people to understand that this is not a political office,
right?
It's not an office where you're making policies. It's just about standing up and enforcing the law.
Yeah.
That's what it's really all about, taking the politics out of the office. Minnesotans don't want to politicize the Attorney General's office. What I learned from running in the State House is that it's really important to be aggressive and be factual. Just go to the people with the facts and make sure they have the facts and don't be afraid to take the gloves off. That's what I'm doing.
Well, absolutely. It's great to see an attorney general candidate taking the gloves off and taking it to the other guy. And it's nice to see the other guy reacting about like Jean-Pierre Koopman up against Jerry Cooney up against Muhammad Ali. So keep him on the ropes there, Doug.
Will do.
Website one more time.
DougWardlowAG.com.
DougWardlowAG.com. I'll try and get that posted, a shot in the dark, that info later on today. Doug, thanks for coming on the broadcast.
Yes, thank you.
We'll do this again definitely before the election.
Very good.
Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. Jen Zielinski running for 5th seat will be with us when we come back. We'll be right back.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
Patriot listeners, save up to 25% on your business cleaning services. Are you thinking of changing your cleaning company? Are you looking for cleaner bathrooms, dust-free windowsills, and a higher level of quality control? Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, owner of CTC Professionals. We specialize in cleaning car dealerships and office buildings throughout the Twin Cities metro area. You'll get high-quality service when you choose us as your cleaning service provider. Call us at 651-404-0132. Or visit our website at affordablebusinesscleaning.com. As a bonus to Patriot listeners, you'll get your first initial cleaning at no cost and up to 25% off your first full month of service. We will work hard to make your facility as clean as possible without breaking your budget. So call us today at 651-404-0132. That's 651-404-0132. Or visit our website at affordablebusinesscleaning.com.
Bodie Taney, author of the incredible best-selling Zion Chronicles and Zion Covenant series, returns to the setting of Israel in On the Mountain of the Lord, the first book in the new series, The Elijah Chronicles. In On the Mountain of the Lord, Taney teams up with Holy Land history expert Ray Bentley to give her dedicated historical fiction fans a thrilling story set in the world's most sacred and mysterious sites. Come along on a journey from London to the farthest corners of the world with Jack Garrison, a man who has lost his faith after a life altering and devastating event. Jack is sent on a fact-finding mission in Israel and Palestine, where he's attacked by radical Islamic terrorists and is being tracked down by an enemy who wants to stop him from finding the truth, that the Bible's prophecy about the nation of Israel and the world's future is true and unfolding before his eyes. Get your copy now of best-selling authors Bodie Taney and Ray Bentley's incredible new adventure book, On the Mountain of the Lord, available now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Minnesota State Fair, North End Machinery Hill. The entire Patriot lineup, of course, is out here live, at least all of us local folks. Not only the Patriot lineup, but we also have the folks from AM 980, The Mission, just across the courtyard from us. We've got the merch booth here. We're giving stuff away this year. Nothing for sale. Everything is a gimme this year. You could... I don't know. I don't know if you can give us money. I think we're just giving you stuff. The swag bags that we're giving away have back scratchers in them, which on days like today is just glorious. Also, we're going to have the folks from, I believe, Americans for Prosperity going to be joining us out here live. Not joining us, but live out here at the booth out here at the travel trailer that is our the A.C. Nelson RV World Broadcast Center out here at the Minnesota State Fair. And, of course, the broadcast today is brought to you by a Device Pit Stop in Maple Grove, I believe. Back with us again this week. Always great to have them bringing you our broadcast. So kudos and thanks to all of our sponsors out here again today. So as the candidate palooza continues, it's my pleasure to welcome, I believe for the first time, at least as a candidate on this broadcast, your second time as a candidate.
Park board last year.
Park board, that's right. I knew we'd had you on the broadcast before. With no further ado, 5th District endorsed GOP candidate for U.S. Congress, Jen Zielinski joins us. Jen, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Mitch, for having me, and it's a pleasure to be out here on such a hot day.
It is a dank, wet, soaky day out here, absolutely, which is the kind of day you want at the Minnesota State Fair. It's a great day to be at the fair, and it's a great day to be out there meeting people. Now, you obviously work and are running for office in one of the most difficult districts for a Republican in the entire United States, and you are running against someone who has become, in spite of all that is good in the world, perhaps, something of a national celebrity, State Representative Ilhan Omar. Yet, you're out there plugging away. Tell us a little bit about running as a Republican in the 5th Congressional District, Minneapolis, Hennepin County.
Well, it's definitely one of the hardest districts, as you said.
Yep.
We haven't had a Republican since 1962,
right.
So I have a long way to go.
Right.
But we do have a really good chance this year because it's an open seat. This was the seat held by Keith Ellison for about 10 years.
Right.
And he just vacated it. You just spoke with Doug Wardlow, who's running against him. So hopefully we can get Keith out of office completely this year. Great.
From your mouth to God's ears. And, of course, replacing him is Ilhan Omar, who is a state representative, has been a state representative for two years, and is trying to move up to the United States Congress. A woman who has accomplished absolutely nothing other than being a virtue signal and a scold in the House Feminist Caucus, which is kind of interesting, running on the one hand as a committed Muslim, which is fine, God bless her, or however you want to put it, but on the other hand, espousing, working with a caucus that her faith would seem to repudiate, as Sarah Palin might say. It seems like an odd inconsistency.
It is. And she's more extreme in some of her liberal views than Keith Ellison was.
She is. Let's talk about
it's,
that.
It's about free everything. It's about, free health care, of course, free education, free housing. She even has on her website she wants to circulate more money. And I just want to ask, how are you going to accomplish this? I mean, great. Let's, give everyone free, but how are we going to get that?
Well, exactly. And of course, you get any of them talking, including Keith Ellison, who I have had the pleasure of interviewing once, not on this show, obviously. And it's like all of them expect that money comes down from heaven on the backs of unicorns in golden boxes that are strapped to their chest with pixie strings.
Yeah.
And Ilhan Omar seems to be no exception whatsoever.
Well, no, it's just that liberal ideology. It's so far left. It's gone from what even my parents grew up with in the Democrat Party was just
right.
You're no longer working, or it's about a little bit of taking a little bit of your taxes and spreading it. And now they want to always take from the 1%. Well, one point the 1% doesn't have that money to give anymore, and they're no longer producing either. If all your money is going to be taken, why are you going to work towards the 1%?
Absolutely. So you are in a district that has not had a Republican in Congress since 1962, 58 years now. I'm doing the math in my head. Has not had a Republican mayor of sorts for almost 30, and he was a Republican the same way Arnie Carlson was anyway.
Yeah.
You're talking about a place that has had a Democrat-dominated city council since roughly the Civil War, and is starting to show it. I mean, you have an entire fifth of the city that is a free fire zone at certain times of day, especially in the summer. You have a city that, if you're not a Fortune 1000 company, is a terrible place to do business. You have a place that is unaffordable and yet has, you can't find affordable housing, and yet has a poverty rate that is rising. You have schools that have among the worst achievement gaps in the United States, notwithstanding the fact that Minnesotans are, quote, proud of their education system. And you're starting to, are you seeing that people are starting to get that insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result?
I think they're starting to pay attention. At least that's what I'm hoping. I'm reaching out to quite a few Democrats, and that's one of my goals, is to reach out to our moderates and our Democrats who voted for Margaret Anderson Kelleher, Patricia Torres, the people who were more middle of the road, more of the classic Democrat Party from a couple, 10 years ago even. But just what Ilhan is promoting is not it's not going to work.
And it's not just Ilhan Omar. No. I don't want to make it sound like I'm picking on Ilhan Omar, although you certainly are. She is your opponent. But this is... yeah, exactly. That's your job. That's what we got you. That's what we endorsed you for. But this is not just her. This is the entire DFL has been dragged hard to the left. You've got... This is the party of Alondra Cano. This is the party of Ray Dane. People want to abolish the police force in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. This is how far out there the DFL has gone. And it's not just Ilhan Omar. It's the entire apparatus of the DFL that's kicking out people who 10 years ago we considered to be crazy liberals like Margaret Anderson Kelleher. She's looking like Harry Truman these days.
I know. And that's the thing is we have an education system in Minneapolis that is failing our kids. You mentioned the achievement
terribly.
Gap. That's one of the things when I get to Congress, I want to be on the Educational Workforce Committee and I want to work towards fixing that gap. I want our kids in Minneapolis to succeed and become ready for the future.
That's what I love. I talk with parents, they tend to be white upper middle class parents from Southwest Minneapolis who are happy with Southwest High School. Mm-hmm. And I say, you kids are fine. You kids are in the IB program. Yay, you. Do you realize that Minneapolis has a worse achievement gap than New Orleans, than Philadelphia, than the Detroit public schools? Do you realize this? Well, we need to give them more money. You get more money than any other school district in the state. What is it? Do you get the sense that people are actually, I've asked this before, I guess another spin on this is, how do you get this across to people in a district like the Fifth?
You're going to have to keep bringing up the money and the issues thing and then just explain it's not working. Our candidates running for school board right now in Minneapolis aren't even bringing up the budget. And
yes,
the school board is so over budget. Minneapolis 2040 doesn't even address the school budget. And
really?
They want to make the schools, you know, they obviously want to bring people into the city. They want to make our city more dense, build it up. How are you going to fix that schools if you're going to put 10 more kids in per classroom? I mean, that's, you know, at least what it would be like.
How 10 are more kids per classroom. People have been, a quarter, as of several years ago, a quarter of the Minneapolis public school system's parents had left the district, either out of the district by open enrollment or to charter or private schools. Where are they getting, I mean, they're spending more money on fewer kids. What's up with this?
It doesn't work, and it's just the money thing isn't working. You can go 20 minutes out into the suburbs and get to a better school for your kids, and it's just a sad situation.
Well, until the DFL infiltrates the first, second, and third tier suburbs, then everything goes straight back.
They have, but
they have. Yeah. Yes, we're talking to you, Donnie. You smell what we're cooking. Okay, so it doesn't need to be said. I won't belabor it. You're in a tough district. You know you're in a tough district, and yet you've been out there taking it to some non-traditional constituencies. I saw you out there at the log cabin tent at Pride. I was kitty corner from you at the Gun Owners Caucus tent.
Yes.
We're all kind of taking it to the non-traditional streets out there. Where have you been going? I've had this out with Republican candidates forever. Where have you been taking this that your predecessors in this race have not?
Well, I actually went to North Minneapolis, Minneapolis Urban League Family Day. It was
excellent.
A couple weeks. It was right before the primary. It was great to get out there in the community up there. I believe my predecessors have been up there, but again, being out there, listening to the people, listening to what they want to hear.
Frank Drake was the first.
So,
and I'm glad to see you followed that. Yeah, absolutely. And that's great to see. Now, here's the big one, obviously. Candidacies like yours are not built on a whole lot of money coming in from outside the district, even across the river, quite frankly. I mean, St. Paul, we got problems of our own. And obviously, the House Republican conference is probably not going to be pelting you with fat stacks of Jacksons here, much nice as that would be. So campaigns like yours, like Trip Cravats 8 years ago up in Duluth, which shocked the world, all campaigns that shock the world depend on volunteers and people going out there and contributing their shoe leather. How can people help Jen Zielinski upset Ilhan Omar?
My website is jenforus.com. Pretty similar to Greg's because we actually have a similar web designer, but jenforus.com.
You
can also follow me on Twitter at jenforcongress, and I'll respond if there's a contact form in my website. If you want to volunteer with my website, if you want to donate, I'll never say no to donations. So.
Absolutely. What does your campaign look like? Are you a door-knocking campaign? Are you a go-out-and-meet-the-people-at-events campaign? What's the focus of the Zielinski campaign?
It has been events up until this point, and now we're going to really hit the door-knocking, lit-dropping as it gets closer to the general election. We were holding off a little bit on that since it was the primary and it was more about the events and reaching out to the Republican voters who are going to vote on the Republican ticket. Now that it's general elections coming up, we're not holding back. We're going to reach out to as many voters as possible.
Excellent. Now, we've had, obviously, it doesn't take a whole lot of repeating that running as a Republican in the city is an uphill battle, but this state has seen some things that have made me wonder occasionally if we've stepped through the looking glass. We've seen the 8th Congressional District, which used to be one of the safest Democrat seats in the country, go Republican by 16 points in 2016. We see Pete Stauber looking to be on a downhill path to win that thing, going away. The first Congressional District looks like it could very, very, very well flip it. And you've got people in St. Paul and Minneapolis who are traditional Democrat voters who are going, wow, this is not what I thought we were getting for all of that tax money here. What is your even fanciful hypothetical path to victory out there, Jen Psaki?
I'm going to work with everyone in Congress. I'm going to work to make sure that we stop the gridlock in Congress. And that's...
Yep.
I want to get things done. I'm a problem solver in my private job, and I'm going to keep working when I get to Congress and say, hey, I'm working for you as a Minnesotan. My main goal.
Jen Psaki, one more time with the website and how people can get a hold of you and find out more about your campaign.
JenForUs.com.
JenForUs.com. We'll do this again sometime before the election. We definitely got to make sure the troops turn out this time. I mean, sometimes, as a St. Paul guy, I can relate. You sometimes feel like the proverbial dog that's been beat too much when you're a Republican in the inner city. But I swear, if everyone hears this, turns out and says, okay, we're going to give this one big push, we can shock the world. And let's see if we can do that, Jen Psaki.
Thank you so much for having me, Mitch.
I know you're throwing everything you got into it. Thanks a lot. JenForUs.com. Jen Psaki running for Congress in Minneapolis. When we come back, we're going to have some surprise candidates popping up here. I'd say surprise candidate because I guess if he shows up on time, it might still be a surprise. We'll see. It's always an adventure here at the Northern Alliance live at the Minnesota State Fair, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hey, it's Lee Michaels here for the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club in Prior Lake. The Horse and Hunt Club is one of the premier sporting facilities in the world, and it's open to the public. This place is simply awesome. There are 5 different sporting clay courses that provide 30 different shooting scenarios. Memberships are available as well. You can hunt pheasants, turkey, partridge, ducks, and more. And don't forget to stop by Triggers for lunch or dinner. Maybe try some of their delicious bacon-wrapped pheasant bites. For pricing and details, visit horseandhunt.com.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know what else to do.
I felt helpless and I didn't want to leave it up to her, but I didn't know what to do or say.
I didn't know there were other options available.
I didn't know it was a baby with a beating heart at 18 days.
Hello, my name is Marian Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, Pro-Life Across America. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Dreaming of a better life for your family starts with your decisions today. Hi, this is Marty Young at Online Trading Academy. We teach skills to create an income to live your life your way. Take the time to invest in you. Join us for a free investing class by dialing pound 250. Use the keyword OTA. Again, pound 250, keyword OTA.
Online Trading Academy Radio.
The governor's race is heating up. Join Larry Elder, Michael Medved, and Dennis Prager for trackside analysis at the Battleground Talkers Tour, October 25th. Tickets start at only $20. So cruise over to AM1280ThePatriot.com to get yours today. Will it be a photo finish or a total blowout? Join the discussion at the Battleground Talkers Tour, Thursday, October 25th. Details at AM1280ThePatriot.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. I sent back word to the studio that we need some Aretha Franklin, since the Queen of Soul was laid to rest yesterday at an all-star funeral in her hometown of Detroit. Since the consigliere is on the controls today, of course, when I say bring some Aretha Franklin, you'll get some deep Aretha Franklin. That's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to look back on her music, her career. I've been listening to a lot of it this past, week and a half since she passed away. Just one of those, I don't want to say once-in-a-lifetime talents, because there are some wonderful singers out there, but nothing quite like Aretha Franklin. I say I'm a huge Emmylou Harris fan, and I am, but a whole different style, whole different genre, whole different delivery, and by golly, I hope she stays alive a nice long time here, because we don't need to lose any more of the great voices right now. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. I am Mitch Berg. I'm live at the Minnesota State Fair. And we're waiting. One of the messages didn't go out to one of the candidates who's supposed to be here right now. So we'll try and fit him in here as we were. John Heyer, who's running for Congress in District 66A, which happens to include, I believe, the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. He's one of the local guys, a longtime friend of the show, and a longtime friend of yours truly. And truth be told, he's also a member of my band, Elephant in the Room. In case you happen to see us around and about playing, we'd be happy to have you on the broadcast here. Actually, happy to have you out of the show. Out of the broadcast, not so much. You got to pretty much be running for office or have a book or something like that. By the way, next week on the broadcast, we'll be talking with author Amy Alcon, who, on the one hand, is one of my absolute favorite guests of all time. On the other hand, has found a niche in the world, writing books with titles that are exceptionally risky to say on the radio because of FCC language rules. So I will be razzing her just a tad about that. And on the other hand, she is one of the best guests there is in all of talk radio. So I'm looking forward to talking with Amy next week. Next hour, by the way, we're going to be talking with Jim Neuberger. He's a state representative who's going to be running now for United States Senate against Amy Klobuchar. Another tough race, but another very, very deeply winnable race, especially in a state that has been turned kind of topsy-turvy by the Trump election here. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And the last half of the hour, we're going to be talking, as we always do, it seems, at the fair, with Twyla Braze from the Citizens Commission for Health Fairness. I always get that second C wrong. It's Citizens Committee, Citizens Commission, Citizens Council. I think it's Council, actually. Citizens Crew, Citizen Chumps. I don't know. But the CCHF, Twyla Braze, she's going to be joining us here. It's kind of. I mean, on the one hand, I'll definitely get John Heyer on the broadcast if he doesn't show up here in the next 6-7 minutes or so. On the other hand, it's always kind of fun to have a little bit of free time here on the broadcast to sort of wander around the booth that we have here. I'm going to be switching over to the mobile mic here right about now, and there we are. It's working. Voila! Here we are. And I'm just going to take a quick walk around. If you've not been out to the AM 1280, the Patriot booth, it's actually, for the first time I can remember, it's not just the Patriot out here. We've got our sister station, AM 980, the Mission, live out here as well, just across the booth from us. So you get religion and politics. Obviously, it's why no dinner parties are ever scheduled out on this piece of property. The two things that you're not allowed to talk about at dinner parties are the only things we have, religion and politics. I've made my way over to the merch booth here, and working the merch booth, we have a group that sounds suspiciously like a favorite alt-rock band of the early 2000s. Not Tegan and Sarah, rather Reagan and Sarah. Oh, you got that, Sarah.
Tegan and Sarah.
Okay, well, the consigliere, I'm sure, will follow up on that. Sarah, of course, you are normally known as the face of the station. You work the front desk as well as every other gopher job in the place, and you do a fantastic job of it, I'll say that.
Well,
Well, thank you so much. Please tell me more.
Absolutely. Well, and unlike the other woman who comes out here, you can actually come on the radio as opposed to Desta, your opposite number, who is paranoid of microphones, which I just don't get. And, of course, Reagan is here as well. Reagan, you've been here for like 12 years now, I think, right?
I honestly don't even know at this point. Too many.
Yeah, too many. You were I think a toddler when you started working the merch booth here, and I think you just graduated from high school, right? So congratulations, by the way. So what's moving out here? I mean, this is a little different year out here at the merch booth. We're not actually selling things; we're giving stuff away. Sarah, what are we giving away, and what are the hot items here?
Well, if you want to come out and get some fantastic tote bags, we've got those for you. We got ones for AM980 The Mission, and we got ones for AM1280 The Patriot as well. So you can come on out, take your pick of a great tote bag to carry around your stuff that you get here at the State Fair. We've also got, if you have downloaded or if you come to our booth and download our mobile app, you can get a free pair of sunglasses, which will come in really handy today, especially.
Oh, yeah. I saw the sunglasses. My granddaughter got a set of those last week. They were a lifesaver, actually, and her father, my son, got them last week, and they were absolute lifesavers. By the way, these are nice tote bags, nice rip-stop tote bags, unlike some of the trash you get some of the other vendors around. Are you out of the back scratchers? Because those were a hit last week. None of those left? Okay, so they are
left. Yes, they're in each and every one of these tote bags.
Oh, that's awesome! Though those are the best. I might have to have someone download the Patriot app for me here in a bit and do that myself. So anyway, Reagan, Sarah, thank you all very much. Keep moving that merch here. Come up here and get freebies, free stuff. How many people at the fair are getting free stuff? Of course, we're right here by the AM980 The Mission tent. Feel free to stop on by. We love to have you out here. Usually, it's like I said, Candidate Palooza here. But every once in a while, it's just kind of fun to take a little stroll around the facilities here. And as you say, it's a nice place to be if you are out here at the fair with the kids. Need to get a load off your feet for a few minutes. We've got some picnic tables. We got some green space. We have a prayer tent in the back. If you have something that needs some divine intercession, we got a few people back here who are absolutely fixing to pray for you on that here, which is a courtesy of our friends and our sister station, AM980 The Mission. So love to have you stop by and avail yourself of that. How many stations do that for you? Not many at all. Anyway, looking forward to our next hour here, Northern Alliance Radio Network Live at the Minnesota State Fair. I'm going to switch microphones here.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jim Neuberger again, running for United States Senate, a seat that we desperately need to win from Amy Klobuchar. And of course, we'll be talking with Twyla Braes in just a bit here as well. So go nowhere. The fun is, on the one hand, half over, and on the other hand, just beginning. Live with the Minnesota State Fair at the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
I just love the environment. I look at it on my Instagram all the time. That's why I don't want copper nickel mining in northern Minnesota.
You do realize that cell phone of yours is made of copper, nickel, and cobalt, right?
What's your point?
Well, if you want your cell phone, you'd better be in favor of mining. And while we're at it, that electric car of yours has 183 pounds of copper in it.
Well, I can't live without my cell phone.
Check out Center of the American Experiment's new study at minnesotamines.com.
Device Pit Stop pays cash for your devices. iPads, cell phones, and laptops. Bring them in and our trusted pit crew will give you a fair and honest quote for your device. Don't take risks by selling to strangers. Device Pit Stop pays top dollar. Check out our 5 Twin Cities locations. Go to devicepitstop.com. That's devicepitstop.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-458-3263. That's 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product.
Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, and iHeartRadio. They go together like
the U.S. and Liberty.
Listen at iHeart.com or with the free iHeartRadio mobile app. AM 1280, The Patriot, is WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.